Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm out.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Wiegold absent. Varga?
Here.
Middleton?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
Romano?
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Tad, Jennifer, Walt approves, and Jenny abstains. Okay, next up is the public hearing for the 2023 budget. So just in a nutshell, there's not a whole lot of changes to our budget for 2023. As you know, we are planning to add, potentially add a firefighter. We have given a minor wage increase across the board to our employees. There is some, you know, some purchases of a couple of pieces of equipment, things like that. But in general, the structure of our budget has not dramatically changed from the previous year. We still, obviously, the biggest cost that the city incurs, obviously, personnel being number one. Obviously, equipment. by the way, personnel also benefits are also a part of that. So group insurance, obviously, is a large piece of that. But equipment certainly is another thing. And that includes vehicles and, you know, the equipment to, like the smoke, like all the fire equipment with the, what's that called? I'm losing it. I've lost it. I'm sorry. I should know this, but off the top of my head, I'm not remembering what it is. But basically, we're replacing gas meters. That's what it is. We're replacing the gas meters in the fire department. That's one of the multiple pieces of equipment that we're just renewing. Again, we try really hard to conserve the dollars that we have and make sure that we're not spending things frivolously by any means. We continue to have great partnerships with the school corporation for our school resource officers. We provide two a year to them, and there's a cost share on that. We have a partnership with the Columbia City Connect. We have a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, obviously with the Economic Development Corporation, things like that. So in general, the budget hasn't changed dramatically from last year, but we continue to try to put money into the public safety component, into ensuring that our streets are paved, and planning to go after another $1 million project, street paving project next year, which will be just miscellaneous pavings throughout the city. But anyway, okay, you guys have seen the budget, you know that. So, okay, hearing none, then we'll recess the Common Council meeting and open the floor for the public hearing about the budget. Anybody want to speak? Okay, so we'll close the public hearing for the budget. And so up first here is resolution number 2000. Is it ordinance or resolution, Rosie? It's resolution. So from a budgetary perspective, we have resolution number 2022-23. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance or resolution number 2022-23.
Ordinance resolution number 2022-23. It's an ordinance for the 2023 budget.
So remind me, Rosie, we take this under consideration today, obviously held a public hearing, and approve it today, and then we also have to approve it a second time, which will be in the first meeting in October. Is that correct? Okay. Questions regarding the budget? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move it to a second reading a month from now, the first meeting in October. Next up on our agenda is the November 8th meeting. So we wanted to put this on the agenda here, so make sure we have a good discussion about it. November 8th, as you may know, is Election Day. It is the day in which the City Hall is closed. And so as Rosie and I were kind of chatting about that, trying to determine what you all wanted to do, we certainly could put it to a, you know, put a tentative date on there, and then if we don't have anything on the agenda, I could cancel it. You can, like I said, move it to a different day, a different time. You have the ability to do lots of different things. I will tell you, both Monday and Wednesday are not great for me. So, but you can hold your meeting without me. So you have that ability. So it is up to you what you would like to do. The week prior to that, we're at the Ideas Summit. Many of us are at the Ideas Summit, so it really wouldn't be prudent to move it back a week. Or up a week? How would that work? Is it up or back?
Up.
Is it up a week? Up. Closer, because it's closer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so bumping it back a week would be like to the 15th, right?
Right.
Okay. And again, maybe there'll be a need for the meeting, maybe there won't be. I don't know.
I personally feel that we should just wait and see if anything comes up, and if there's nothing that we're voting on that can't be move back, and there's nothing like super pressing.
Gotcha.
Then we just cancel, cover, table everything if there's anything.
Okay.
But if there is something pressing, then we go ahead and have it.
And just have it on its normal date, yeah. Election yeah. day.
I personally don't have any issue with having it on the day that it's supposed
okay.
to be.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good too.
Okay. And Dan doesn't get a vote because he's not here. So I guess what we will plan to do is if there is anything on there that needs to be voted on, it will happen on November 8th. If not, then we'll just cancel the meeting. Okay. Thank you for that decisive decision. Okay. Next up is department head reports. So we'll have a short meeting today. So we'll start with Maddie.
Awesome. So, at our first youth council meeting, my name is Madison Anderson. I'm a senior. We talked through city updates, what we expected the year to look like, some things like rules, expectations for each other, you know, for the mayor to us. We elected our leaders for the year. So our president of this year is Maddie Straw. She is a senior as well. I made vice president. And then our secretary for the year is Carmen Brown. She is a junior. Some of our community service projects that we plan this year is the pickleball tournament. That's coming up pretty quick. We're not sure how that's going to work yet. We don't have any pickleballers, so we might have to switch gears and change. After we planned our year, we ate pizza with the department heads. It was a good time. And then we cleaned the welcome signs around the city.
Question to Maddie. Thank you. Sean.
So we do have several projects kind of wrapping up and some general maintenance kind of stuff going on. But most importantly, I wanted to make sure everybody was aware that wasn't on board that we did lose an employee on yesterday. Randy Bachman passed away yesterday morning. He was a great employee, worked with him for over 20 years, and just a great guy and always had a smile on his face, and he will be greatly missed. Viewing is Friday. Rosie's going to send out kind of a citywide announcement on when we're going to visit on Friday, funerals on Saturday. So just keep him and his family in your thoughts and prayers.
Questions for Sean? Thank you. Mike?
Last week we had the last VFD was hooked up to the well 8. All three wells have VFDs and new meters in them. Well 9 has got to have the meter hooked up. Also, we had Thursday and Friday of last week, the filters, we had them opened up and they took samples to see if they need replaced. What I've seen on the pictures, they're not in that great a shape. probably going to be have to be repacked and that cleaned out and redone. Also today we was fixing a water leak over on Chicago Avenue there in front of the Quick Mart. Well, we went down and we thought it was just an abandoned line, and to come to find out it supplied water to Flotec all the way down there, you know, west of there, east of there. So tomorrow we will be hooking a new line up in front of Flotec and doing away with that old line, which just happened to be lead anyhow.
Question the mic. Thank you. Terry.
Sorry.
Yeah, you did.
Well, for my department, all our major projects are done for this year, so barring any emergencies, it'll be just day-to-day upkeep and keeping everything running.
Questions to Terry on that very thorough report. Thank you. Chip.
Like I said in the last one, if I need some money, I can start another project. So if you guys are interested.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Westgate's moving along. We just paid the second pay or third pay out. Hopefully, have one more. Should be paid within the next couple weeks. Things are moving very quickly on a ton of different projects, but haven't gotten across the finish line yet. So as soon as that happens, I'll keep you updated. Nothing else.
Questions, Chip? Thank you, Rosie.
Yeah.
A couple of different reports here from Tom first. They are putting on an NFPA certified driver operator general class in-house for the newer firefighters. Truck 101 had some electrical issues that they're having Hoosier Fire come fix on Wednesday. Truck 102 will hopefully be repaired and pump tested next Tuesday. And then rescue equipment is going to also be tested and maintain and maintenance performed potentially today. And then Gary said the new three officers are progressing very nicely. The department was contacted by Statewide Ford and City Ford, which advised the vehicles that had been ordered were to be delivered have been postponed until an unknown date. So they may be pushed into 2023, but obviously the board had given them permission to get the vehicles that were at City Ford, if you kind of sort of remember that. So they were thankful for that. So then at least it kind of plugs the hole for a little bit. So homecoming parade was well attended and went smooth. He also noted that there has been an increase in panhandlers that you may have noticed or heard about, especially at Kroger. And they've been on top of that. He does caution that, you know, as holidays get closer, there are people that truly are in need and to keep them in mind. They're having taser training class tomorrow, and we'll be tasing an officer at 9 a.m. So that's his exact words. So if any council or board member would like to arrive and see, no, not get tased, no, no. And see the taser in action, you're free to do that. It's going to be here. Here at 9 a.m. Although I'm sure they'd take more volunteers. Said day-to-day stuff's going well. They're working on policies and SOPs. Dispatch was at First Friday, and there was good turnout. They're looking to see if the school safe visitor process and 911 texting will work together. So hopefully that'll just call dispatch directly if there's an issue. So they're working on some of that stuff. And then also working on SOPs. And policies as well. Lots of things happening. I got to get to the actual right date though here, so I don't tell you things. Okay. Tad will talk about Redevelopment Commission, so I'm not going to steal his thunder. We met with yesterday. Beth and I met with Brittany Shorey, who is the health educator, basically took Cindy Barnett's place at Purdue Extension. And we're working on ways in which our wellness program can collaborate with them to get more, you know, more opportunities and trainings and things like that for our employees. Attended the Trust Local Golf Outing, which is always a great time for our for cities and municipalities across the state to advocate on behalf of local government, if you will. We had a U.S. 30 Coalition meeting on Friday, as well as we're currently working with, Jennifer, you know this, but we're working with CGI, who are the same ones that did our videos on our website. We're working on a banner project with them for the PO5 banners that have been up there for 5 years now or something like that. So we're going to be working to replace those. We're actually working with the high school art department to maybe do the design for Columbia City Eagles something that will be really welcoming as people come in. But they'll be selling those banners, effectively sponsorship of those banners with businesses in our community. So just be aware of that. Of course, homecoming went well for everybody involved, which is great. I was on, just so you're aware, Wayne TV came over and interviewed me today for US 30. I posted the Propel US30.com website, if you will, for the Pell study for US 30. So they decided it was a really slow news day, so they came over and interviewed me, because that's the only time they came over. That's when it's a slow news day.
At least it wasn't a bad thing.
That's true. I always like them to come over for a good thing, not a bad thing. So you're right. That's the positive side, positive Polly down there. What else do you need to know about? Participating in ribbon cutting tomorrow for Star Insurance, which is now Hill Group. And, you know, certainly encourage you, if you can, to make it to viewing your funeral for Randy. I echo what Sean said. I didn't have anywhere near the amount of interactions with Randy as Sean did, obviously, but he was always the guy who had a smile and a joke. Always had a joke, and a really jovial guy, and we're definitely going to miss him in our organization. So, Youth Council's on Monday, and lots of other things coming up in the next week, so I won't bore you with anything else. So, Walt.
Nothing.
Okay. Jennifer.
Discussion is still going on regarding chickens in the city, or city chickens, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
And Jenny and I met, was that a week and a half, 2 weeks ago?
Okay.
To come up with some potential guidelines for that. So.
Okay. Do you have questions that you want me to?
We will be getting you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, appreciate that. Okay, thank you.
We spent all of our time crafting, like, the guidelines.
And gotcha.
Later we're like, oh, yeah, we should have got questions.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what
we're okay. Working. Okay, thank you. Tad?
So, RDC, we really didn't do much of our, I mean,
long meeting, though.
It was a very long meeting, and we did give out a facade grant.
Yep.
So, which was good. For the new LT Foundation's building.
The Black Building.
The Black
Building. Which I think kind of looks
cool. They're renovating right now on
here. Yeah.
So I think it looks really cool.
Yeah, I think it looks cool.
And then last week, Mark Green and I presented to the school board for an editorial project that we're working on.
Thank you.
You can continue.
No, I'm good. That's all I know.
I have nothing.
Okay. Audience? Okay, we have no press. Okay, so we will call the meeting adjourned.